Welcome to episode 231. New music. We'll talk to Brandi Clark and talk about some music news going this week. And first up, let me say hi to Eddie, who's here.
What's up, Bones?
And you guys are still doing the Sore Losers podcast.
Of course, every day, every weekday at least.
If you like sports, go check out the Sore Losers. We'll start with the Dixie Chicks. They're back with a new song, Gaslighter, which is the title track to their upcoming new album that's coming out May 1st. And so here we go. Here's a clip of Gaslighter. What a lie, 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 lie. You're such a first time I heard the song, I was like, I don't know, because you, when someone goes away for a while and they are legendary and they come back, you're going, okay, can't wait to hear the next Cowboy Take Me Away,
right?
Which isn't fair because Cowboy Take Me Away wasn't Cowboy Take Me Away until it had a lot of time.
Yes.
And the first time I heard the song, I was like, okay. About the third time, I was like, all right, I'm into it because I can sing it back pretty quickly. And it still sounds like the Dixie Chicks.
That's what I liked about it. I'm like, man, just the sound, Natalie's voice, and you know, you can hear the banjo in the back. Like, yes, it sounds like the Dixie Chicks, and that's exciting alone. But, dude, you can't, like, that's got to be hard. Like you said, you had hits a long time ago, and music's changed. And when you hear a band come back, do you want them to sound like they used to, or do you want them kind of evolve a little bit with what music's doing now?
I don't know that I want any of that. I just want there to be a good, catchy song.
Because I feel like in their mind, they know that that's going to be the hard part. Can I still mix in this day of music?
Yeah, I know when I listen to a song, I just go, hey, I hope I can sing along to it. That's it. I hope it's catchy. Because a lot of people use, like, Garth puts out a new song, and you're like, well, he can't match his other ones.
Right, exactly.
Rascal Flatts come in, and they're like, hey, we have to compete with our songs that we put out 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Like a radio station we'll go, you know, why would we play new song X when we can just play Bless the Broken Road that people already know and love? So what I do is I root for songs to come out that are super catchy so they can be heard.
Yeah, it's funny because we don't even think about that with people like Kenny Chesney, who was also singing when Dixie Chicks were gone, but he's continuously been putting out music, so it's evolved slowly.
And he's grown. We've been able to grow with them.
Right.
And for those guys, they disappear and they come back.
Yeah.
I love the Dixie Chicks.
Me too, man. I love that sound.
Super pumped for them to be back.
Woo.
Just love them. Lauren Elena put out a 6-song EP called Getting Good, and here is Getting Good, the title song. Maybe that's when life starts getting good. Oh, getting good. And here is a song called In My Veins from Lauren Elena. And this is the EP, so it's 6 songs. I'm totally down with this being the way artists release music now.
Just little chunks at a time?
3, 4, 5, 6. 6 is a lot. But I just feel like there are some songs that never get the attention they deserve if you put out 13 songs. If you want to put out an album, that's, as an artist, good for you. But as a consumer, I don't like to have that many songs. And I know there are some real album-oriented because the album tells a story. It does to you that's putting it out. To most people that are consuming it, we don't consume it the way that you are creating it.
We don't. You're
right. It's just like when we have a segment on the show or a joke that I'm telling or a song that we're doing as a comedy song. The way we're putting it out isn't the way most people receive it.
Yeah.
We try. We try to hit it as close as possible. But I like EPs now way more than albums.
And just think about the way we stream music too. Like you, if you want to go back to an artist that you used to listen to, you go back and you look at the song list. You don't go back and look at, oh, what was that album that it was on? The album's irrelevant. That's a tab at the very bottom. So, I mean, that just goes with the way we listen to music now, too.
When John Mayer was doing his waves, he put out three or four songs. I was like, man, this is the way. Because I can respect every song the same. 3 or 4 songs comes out, you spend time listening to all of them. 13, you bounce around and you go, well, I'll listen to this. I'll save this one, listen to it again. But you don't listen to all of them.
Yeah.
3 or 4, you listen to all of them if it's one of your favorite artists. So I like the EPs more than I do the albums at this point in my life. Just as a consumer. Not as someone who works in music, but as a consumer. And a lot of my friends that don't work in music are like, 13 songs, it's great, but they may listen to it once.
Right.
Where if it's their favorite artist and they put out 3 or 4 songs, they're going to listen to it 4 or 5 times at least.
I remember when we had a record and we were trying to, like, I remember going through the list of songs and we were worried about how, we weren't worried, but I guess the record label was worried about how they were going to order them. And we were just like, why are we even worried about this? Like, we don't listen to music that way anyway.
Your Life is a Record from Brandi Clark, which she's going to be on a little bit. So we'll wait on that one, but we'll put Brandi on in a second. Love Brandi Clark, big fan of her music, and then got to know her as a person. There's also, you can go back and listen to one of these podcasts with her.
Yeah.
She did a really great one. It's been probably a year and a half or so ago.
Maybe longer than that.
So just a big fan of Brandi Clark as a songwriter and an artist. Silver Landings from Mandy Moore. This is her first record in more than a decade.
Wow.
It includes her new song, When I Wasn't Watching. Here's a clip of that.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
Adult contemporary.
Nice.
Right?
That's definitely AC.
Is AC, is that the genre that it, I mean Mandy,
that might even be hot AC. Right?
I mean, Mandy, what, her last release was pop?
I think she did a record with like her husband, right?
Yeah.
Ryan Adams.
Indie, yeah.
Oh, okay,
at the time,
okay.
Back in the day.
Okay, okay.
Let's see. Lauv, or as my girlfriend yells at Alexa. She has, you have to call him Lauv on Alexa to get her to play him. But
she can't pronounce Lauv.
She can.
No.
But
I mean
Alexa. Yeah. Lauv has How I'm Feeling. This is his debut album. However, he has songs that have been big hits.
Yeah.
His biggest song is
I Like Me Better.
I Like Me Better When I'm With You. You know that one?
Mm-hmm. I've heard it.
And here is Modern Loneliness. I listen to a lot of this around the house because Caitlin controls Alexa right now. It's Lauv and Harry Styles, which his record's pretty good. Justin Bieber's new record.
Okay, but she lives in California. So like when she's not around, are you pulling up these songs again?
No.
Too and listening? You're not at all?
Mm-hmm. I find myself not really listening to a lot of music now. I don't find anything that really is like kicking me in the nuts going, wow, this is amazing.
That's cool that you do, that you have stages like that, because there are times when you're like, oh man, I got so much to listen
completely
to.
Completely dialed in. There's nothing right now that's moving me.
Cool. But it's funny that, okay, there's nothing right now. So you're like, I'm going to stop listening to music for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's usually when I go to the 90s.
Well, me too. I'll go and listen to John Mayer stuff. Yeah. I'll ask Alexa to listen to John Mayer. Or I got one of those notes on my app that said, you're one of Coldplay's top 2% of streamers.
Nice.
Is that funny to you, Mike?
I wondered how people got those. Like how much you have to listen to them.
I don't know. But apparently I'm one of their top
2%. Are you still listening to them all night? Like before bed? You were doing that a little bit for
I was listening to one record before. Now I just turn the TV on. But what changed that for me is I was listening to the first Coldplay record before I would go to sleep. And what I was doing is training myself to, like, Pavlov's dog, you ring the bell, you bring the food. You ring the bell, you bring the food. You ring the bell, you bring the food. You bring the bell, you don't bring the food, but his mouth still waters. So what I was doing was listening to that Coldplay record from the beginning, go to sleep. Coldplay beginning, go to sleep. Coldplay. So whenever I listened to it, hopefully it made me sleepy on airplanes.
Yeah.
So I was doing like a science experiment on myself.
And what was the hypothesis?
Well, that it would be like Pavlov's dog. When I would start to play it, I would start to feel sleepy regardless of where I was.
Okay.
And it does work like that a little bit because it puts me in that space to go, oh, I should be feeling like I'm going to sleep. But the problem with it at night was now that Netflix will stop on its own, I don't need music anymore because I was trying to sleep without the TV. But now that Netflix will play like 3 episodes of The Office and go, are you sure you still want to watch and not keep playing them?
Yeah.
The TV kind of shuts down on its own. So it's kind of its own sleep timer. So I don't do that as much. But I did feel that way, though. Like I would hear a rush of blood to the head.
Start getting sleepy.
I'd be like, oh, this is not supposed to be. On this record, Alessia Cara. I don't know any of these people's names. I know who they are if you show them to
Alessia
me.
Alessia Cara.
What is it?
Alessia Cara.
What does she have?
She had like a... called Here.
No.
Never heard of it.
Troy Sivan.
Sivan.
Okay. Do you
nice
know
bones.
What's his song?
Blue
Dabba Dee Dabba
Neighborhood.
Lainey.
They're like a, it's like one dude.
I think they're a band.
But I think it's one guy's in on the song or something like that. I saw.
Oh, he being one guy on this song. Yeah, I think that's true. Anna Marie and Sophia Reyes are all on the Lauv album. Demi Lovato, by the way, was driving in this morning, heard this song on the pop station. Pretty good song.
You like it?
I do. It's called I Love Me from Demi Lovato. I love me is enough. You gotta kind of listen to the whole song to get the vibe, but I expected to be like, this is gonna be stupid. because they were hyping it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. Like, as a song, I'm not a big fan of her. I'm not anti her. I just, she doesn't really pop into my world. But I did like that one. And there's a record called Chilumbo.
Yeah, Jhené Aiko.
I don't know.
What never is heard? That?
No. Play the song.
They gon' try to crucify me. They think we burst Illuminati. I take my heart and I go hide it.
No, it's not my vibe. Not my vibe at all. I like slow acoustic guitar songs.
Not my vibe.
And if I don't know it from TikTok, I'm not gonna know the pop stuff. A lot of the pop stuff comes to me through TikTok, and I'm like, I hear it 10,000 times in a video, and I start to like it.
And you hear it on the radio, and you're like, oh, I know that song from TikTok. Mm-hmm.
Like, I know 15 seconds of Roxanne. Roxanne. Baby, It's Okay from the Swedish pop duo Flora Cash is out. Ceremony from Fanagram. The Fight from The Overcoats. And Superstar from Caroline Rose. All that is music that's out this week. So enjoy. I don't know that I'm going to really check out much of this. The Brandi Clark record, I will, which is why we're going to talk to her. And Dixie Chicks is just one song.
Yeah.
So that's cool. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Brandi Clark. Hey, Brandi.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. We have Brandi Clark on with us right now. Today, new music is out for everyone. And Brandi just put out a record called Your Life is a Record. And I love Brandi. And I love your music and your writing, but I haven't listened to it yet. And what's funny is Brandi knew that, and she texted me and was like, I know you haven't listened yet. You wouldn't listen to it ahead of time. And so today, I want to devour it, Brandi.
Oh, I love that. You know, I've got a list of people I wanted to send it to that have been just supporters, you being one of them. And I've reached out to everybody on that list except you, because I listen to your podcast, and I know you always talk about it. You don't listen to it till it's out, so...
I just like.
It didn't take you long to get back to me.
Yeah, I just like to be like my people. I don't, you know, I know for some writers, they probably need to hear it so they can ask questions about certain specific things. But for me, I just feel like it's so important to be like my listeners. And, you know, Friday we get super excited because new music comes out. And so I was looking at some of the track because, again, I've listened to nothing really. I'm going to play a clip of Bigger Boat, though. I have listened to Bigger Boat.
Body hold my coat.
Now, if that voice sounds familiar, that's not Brandi. That's Brandi. But that's Randy Newman.
Toy Story.
Who also sings, You Got a Friend in Me.
Nice.
How did you get Randy Newman to do this song with you?
Well, a guy I work with, Lenny Warnaker, has worked with Randy, and they've been friends their whole life. And so I asked him, because when we did the song, we talked about making it into a duet. And to me, it just sounded like Randy. And so Lenny asked him, and it's funny you would mention Toy Story, because Randy said, well, I'll do it if I like the song, but it's going to have to be after I finish Toy Story 4. So he did like it. He changed the line, and he said, I'm not one of those rappers. I don't need any writer's credit, but I think my line is better, is what he said. And he was right. And he was gracious and came in and sang it actually on Memorial Day. He took his holiday to do it.
That's pretty cool. Also on the record, John Osborne, is he playing guitar on your record?
He is, yes. He's playing on a song called Bad Car. He does a really killer solo. At some point, we'll release the extended version of that because we cut a lot out of it. But, you know what a great player he is.
Yeah, John will solo for like 30 minutes and be like, how's that? And you're like, yeah, it's good, John. Yeah, the guy keeps playing and playing. Brandi, what are you doing with this record? Are you going to go out and tour it? Are you going to play it all around or what?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm starting a tour March 28th. It's called Who You Thought I Was Tour. We're playing in Nashville on the 29th, I think, 29th at 3rd and Lindsley. That show might already be sold out, but they were going to open up a few more tickets if they could. But, yeah, I've been really, really pleased with the response from this record. Ticket sales are great, and, you know, that's all you can ask for.
Well, I just love you as a person, as an artist. I'm not sure which one I love you as more, but I'm so excited to have new music out from one of my favorite artists and people. So congratulations on a new record.
Well, I love you too, Bobby, and I so appreciate your support.
Your Life is a Record. Why would you name it that, by the way?
First line of the first song is called I'll Be the Sad Song, and the first line is, if your life is a record, people and places are the songs. And that line, I loved that line. And one of the co-writers on that, Jesse Joe Dillon, who's blowing up right now with all her amazing songs, suggested that to me as the title. I was struggling on what to call this record, and she said, what about Your Life as a Record? And so it made a lot of things come into focus for me. I then knew that I'll Be the Sad Song needed to be the first song, and, you know, just kind of helped be a little glue to bring the whole thing together.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I'm going to be listening to the Brandi Clark record. It's called Your Life as a Record, and go see Brandi. She'll be out touring the record, and I'm a big fan, and congratulations, Brandi, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, there she is, Brandi Clark. All right, the new number one album in America is from BTS. You know who that is, Eddie?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Is that the Korean pop?
It is. It's their fourth number one album. They put out four records here?
That's crazy.
Well, they are shoving them out, huh? Taking advantage of that window.
Good for them. It's funny when I watch interviews with them, I think only one of them maybe speaks English because he's the one that always talks, and the rest just kind of nod their heads like, yeah, whatever he said.
I don't know if that's true or not. Mike, do you know...
I don't know if it's just, I think more of them we do.
Okay.
But maybe just one guy's like the kind of go-to
guy. He's like the older one, like just we trust him to speak for us.
And don't they have everybody doing different jobs?
Yeah.
Like one, there's a singer, there's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Make the tacos. I don't know, they all have
he
jobs.
He cleans up after us.
There's a roadie. They all dance, or they all have like little jobs too. Young Boy Never Broke Again, is it number two? And Ozzy Osbourne, is it number three? BTS is number one. Here is Young Boy Never Broke Again in a clip, Red Eye.
I'm gonna ride that red eye. Red eye. Like a day.
Here is Ozzy Osbourne, Ordinary Man, and this is It's a Raid featuring Post Malone. Yeah, let's stop that. I tried to listen to that. Because I like some of the old Ozzy stuff.
What is
that going to
sound like Black
stuff.
Sabbath, bones.
It's much. I saw Post Malone. I was like, let me see if I like it. It wasn't for me. In the news, Genesis is getting back together.
Really?
But without Peter Gabriel.
Well, then, come on.
No, I'm okay. Phil Collins is totally me. Phil Collins as the lead.
Right, I know. But, I mean, I guess the question is, can a band be a band without all of its...
Yeah, because
they're living.
Because they were. They were Genesis without Peter Gabriel at their biggest hits.
Okay.
I have no problem. I think most people don't even know Genesis had another singer.
You're probably right.
So Genesis is doing a reunion tour. It'll be Phil Collins, who, by the way, was playing drums for Genesis.
Yeah.
And Peter Gabriel was the singer, and then he's out, and they were trying to find a singer, and Phil was singing from the back a little bit, and they were like, why don't you be the lead singer? And then he turned to a massive superstar in the band and then by himself. So the biggest star is in the band.
Okay.
Which I'm totally okay with. It's Phil Collins, Tony Banks, and Michael Rutherford. Peter Gabriel's biggest song, though, by himself was what? Your Eyes?
In
Your Eyes. Is my to Your Eyes.
The Jam.
Yeah. But that wasn't a Genesis song.
No, that was a solo.
Peter Gabriel
solo
was doing solo. So I don't mind that.
Okay.
Because they were that. It would be like Van Halen getting together and going out with Sammy Hagar.
No, it would be like Van Halen going out with a whole new singer that's
no,
not.
No, it wouldn't be. It would be like Van Halen going out with their second singer, Sammy Hagar.
And not all their singers?
And not their first singer, which was Diamond Dave.
What's it? David Lee Roth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is...
But it's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. It's the exact same thing.
It's like the Beach Boys. I like to compare it with the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson, the founder of the Beach Boys. I mean, he is the brain behind the Beach Boys. Doesn't even play with the Beach Boys.
I don't think that's the same thing. It is a different. This is a legendary band that lost their first lead singer. Their second lead singer came in and got them more famous than their first singer ever did.
I see what you're saying.
Same thing with Van Halen. They were big with David Lee Roth, but they had the biggest hits with Sammy Hagar.
Whoa.
The 1984 album was their biggest record.
Yeah, with David Lee Roth.
I thought Sammy Hagar was.
Nah, Sammy Hagar didn't come until like 5150.
Great. Yeah. Who cares? Whatever. I say it's the same thing. Second singer comes in.
Okay.
Who cares? I don't even know. I don't think about Van Halen anyway.
I'm like, dude, no, come on, man. Yeah. Get it right.
Bret Michaels is selling his tour bus for $170,000. It's a 2014 Integra Coach Aspire RV. It has 111,000 miles on it. Custom propane fireplace, a king-size bed, a sectional sofa, a walk-in closet, a full kitchen, electric grill, and five TVs. To sweeten the deal, he's also throwing in concert tickets and meet-and-greet passes.
A little incentive there.
Yeah, for real. Purchase comes with two tickets from Brett and a personal guest to be at a show of your choice and a meet and greet photo.
I'm looking at how much a real tour bus costs, like a brand new one.
Oh, a million.
Really?
For
that
a big
much?
One. Yeah. Like all new, made your style. And not like crazy style, but yeah, a million.
Well, because I'm thinking like one of the cool things is like, oh, wait, there's a used one. I mean, I don't know.
What?
They're not too bad. They're under a million, but they're up there.
A used one? We had a friend who just bought one, and it was $1 million. And he's not a big artist. He's had a few number ones.
I don't know. I have to spend a little time on this one. But the cool thing about, you know, when we've been on tour buses before, and it's like you hear, oh, this used to be fill in the blank. This used to be like Allman Brothers tour bus. And you're like, wow, that's so cool. Can you imagine?
Yeah, 1.1 million.
Is what?
Like a new tour bus in 2019. New?
Dang, dude.
That's what I just said, and you discredited me. But hell, like listeners are like, Bobby's stupid. And
it's
like
oh, man. Huge house.
Well, tour buses are like a house that rolls.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You think it's worth it, Brett Michaels?
I don't need it. So no, for me, no. The Dixie Chick says their 9 kids are keeping them off the road. They have a new album, Gaslighter, out May 1st, and that's also the name of the single. But Marty says the 9 kids collectively have kept them off the road because it's a lot of kids, and when some of them are ready, some of the other people's kids aren't.
Yeah.
Some of the other people's kids aren't. So the kids are now inspiring them. They have a song called Juliana Calm Down on the record. It's one of the daughters' names. But that's what's keeping them off.
Probably what they were yelling at her the whole time.
Aaron Carter tried to give some of his merch to a woman at a drive thru window, but she had no idea who he was.
Who is he?
Aaron Carter. Nick Carter's brother, okay. But now he has a tattoo on his face and people worried about him.
Okay.
Aaron Carter was at the drive thru window of a fast food restaurant and he shared an awkward moment with a cashier. He tried to give the girl some free merch, but she was confused. He goes, I'm Aaron Carter. This is my merch. It's free. And they had no idea. What about the song Candy?
He starts singing it.
And then
for
she did not. And then here you go, play the clip.
Aaron Carter is singing. This is my merch. It's free.
Thanks.
Look it up on AaronCarter.com.
Do you know who Aaron Carter is?
You know.
Yo, sing her the Candy song.
I want candy. I ain't singing I want candy.
You never heard of I Want Candy?
Give me my sweater back.
Okay.
He took it back.
It's embarrassing.
Speaking of, I mentioned my girlfriend earlier making me listen to music. She said that she went to the doctor yesterday and for like a regular appointment, and that she goes and some guy comes up to her and goes, hey, I got a bunch of masks if you need one. Not someone that worked at the doctor, was kind of working in the building, walking in at the same point. And so she was like, oh, you know, masks because of coronavirus.
Sure.
And he goes, I have like 10 in my truck. And he goes, do you want one? And she's like, okay. And he goes, well, I'll go get one, but you have to go on a date with me.
Oh.
And so.
He's using masks as a way to get dates.
And then she goes, you know, I have a boyfriend. And he goes, all right. And then never got her a mask. So, which is a weird thing because Aaron Carter took a sweater back. This guy didn't give her. So he would rather her die than.
Yeah. The shallow person right there.
Like if you offer a mask, you then have to give someone a mask if they want it.
Right.
Aaron Carter should have let her keep the sweater. Maybe she's cold. Right? It's kind of douchey to take it back.
Yeah.
It's douchey not to give someone a mask when you say you have 10 of them.
Yeah, you're right. The mask guy's really saying like, all right, take it and a date.
It's like, I'd rather you die. If you're not going to date with me, I'd rather you die.
That's terrible.
On Monday, the former One Direction singer Harry Styles was on Howard Stern. I listened to the interview. It was great. And he talked about being the inspiration behind some of Taylor Swift's songs. And he talked about getting robbed. Have you listened to Harry Styles stuff at all?
Yeah. Well, just like the hits. I haven't gotten deep tracks or anything.
I feel like some of this stuff here, catchy, but it's the radio stuff. He's got some real cool.
Oh, does he?
Stuff that I would like, that I do like.
Cool.
Yeah. He was talking about getting robbed, and he was like, the news reported it as one person. He said there were 6 people around him.
Oh.
And he said he felt like a loser because it said one person robbed him at knife point. He was talking about how he was walking, and he kept seeing a group of guys behind him. And then he moved across the street to a sidewalk, and they moved across.
Ooh.
And he was like, uh-oh. He moved across again, they moved across. And the guy came up to him and was like, hey, man, you have any weed? And he's like, no. He goes, you want to buy something? He's like, no. He goes, what do you got there? And he said that's when he started to feel like people circle around him.
Yeesh.
And then they told him to unlock his phone. Because if you get a phone now and you can't get in it, it's a brick.
Mm-hmm.
But they made him unlock his phone.
To steal it and then be in it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah.
But they didn't know it was him. They were just looking for somebody by themselves to rob.
That's crazy, man. That's I'd freak out if six people following me.
I would just take off running.
Yeah. Chances are you get caught, though, out of six people. There's going to be one dude faster than you.
But I'm going to run. I'm going to run to other people.
Yeah.
Like, that's the trick. It's not run away and hide. It's run to where other people are.
Oh, like a restaurant or something.
Anywhere. Where they get, Find other people as fast as you can and go.
That's a good tip.
When Lady Gaga writes music, she consults with fairies.
Excuse me?
Who tells her what the world needs to hear. Here's her new song, Stupid Love. Lady Gaga explained where the inspiration for the upbeat dance anthem Stupid Love came from, crediting some unlikely colleagues with helping her find the right sound and lyrics. Quote, sometimes you have to move your body and your spirit and your soul so they can access what you're really feeling. And she would go in and she'd sit with the producer and go, okay, I'm going to open up the portal. I'm going to listen. I'm going to talk to all my fairies. And the fairies would help her write music. I think fairy is just a weird word for, like, you're finding your inspiration, right?
Yeah. If not, I don't know what she's talking about.
Or she's taking a lot of something.
Yeah, she's seen a lot of fake people around her.
Or she's taking a lot of something.
Have you ever met her?
Yeah, a couple times.
Does she seem normal or out there? Like, away from everything, away from cameras.
I don't know that I ever met her in a super personal situation. Okay. Anytime I met her was work-related, and she wasn't normal, but she's not supposed to be normal when it's work time. Mm. So I don't know what she's like. Did you ever watch her documentary?
I don't think so.
It's like called 2 Foot Tall or something?
4 Foot something?
Whatever it is. I'm not sure what it's called.
Is it her height?
Maybe 4 Foot 10 or something?
Something like that.
Okay.
It's fine.
Does it kind of deep go into like the kind of person she is? Like,
yeah, but it goes into the kind of person she wants you to see she
is.
Yeah,
that's my point.
So, but it was pretty good.
Okay.
There's definitely a struggle there. There's a struggle with everyone. Anybody you think has it all figured out, they don't. What's it called?
5 foot 2.
5 foot 2. Eventually, so we're going to work our way out.
Guys, you started her off as like a newborn.
A fairy. We had her at a fairy to begin this. Okay, that's it. We just wanted to come on and do some new music. Looking ahead, we have Kelsea Ballerini doing a Bobbycast real soon. Maybe even next week. Right, Mike?
Yep.
We have, it looks like Sam Hunt has now confirmed.
Yep. Got him coming up.
We've been chasing that one for a while. So we'll see if that holds. And tell your friends about us. We appreciate that. I don't know when Sam is, but that's coming up too.
It's cool, man.
Check out. So I get a little choked up talking about you.
Sam Hunt.
No, check out Eddie on the Sore Losers podcast. Check out Mike's podcast, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, where he breaks down all kinds of stuff about movies, actors and how much money they make, why they took certain roles. He does reviews. If you love movies, check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Thank you very much, and we'll see you guys next time.